Hi, this is Melvin Gentry with Midnight Star. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect those of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, its board, staff, and volunteers.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. It is Financial Literacy Month, and we're going to continue our financial literacy with Ms. Benita Powell with the Total Man CDC, and we're going to discuss the 2024 Financial Fortitude Friday. So we're going to begin tomorrow night. So good morning, Benita. Welcome back to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
So, Benita, for those that may not remember when you were here late last year, can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Benita Powell, and I am born and raised here, went to Lincoln Academy, and then spent some time down in the South, went off to school, and then came back here. I guess it's been about 10 years now. So, excited to be back and inevitably working in the community. So I actually play kind of a dual role and have brought a couple of the community partners that I work with together. I work with an organization, nonprofit organization called Total Man. And then I also currently serve as the president of the Deed Board Foundation, which is the foundation for Delta Educational and Economic Development. So glad to be here.
So how long have you been involved with the Total Man Foundation and with the Deed Foundation?
So for Total Man, I've been involved since its inception, which is going on 13 years now. So and then with the Deed Foundation, I've been on that board for about 6 or 7 years now and have served as a president for the last couple of years.
So is the Total Man CDC a 501c3 nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit organization, and we have about four pillars of work that we do. We have a number of fatherhood programs. We also do kind of special events to serve the community. We have our healthy lifestyles, and then we also have our youth programs where we are state sponsor for the after school and the summer feeding program. So we do a lot of stuff out in the community.
What is the vision for the Total Man CDC?
So the vision for Total Man CDC, and I think where we're headed to now, is that we've created a number of programs. And so when we've started kind of with the summer feeding program being our first program, and we've just expanded to in the last couple of years, we've added our Aspire Workforce Development Program. We have our Future Leaders Program that we do with middle schools. And so our goal is to just be able to strengthen the fathers and families, which ultimately will, I believe, strengthen the overall community and have a thriving, healthy community. I think for us, in terms of the overall vision, we would like to be able to model some of the other cities that are able to bring some of those services and some of that wraparound support services in under one umbrella. And so that's what we're ultimately working toward in terms of serving our families.
And that makes it a lot easier, because then you can say, okay, here's box A, you need to go to box A, box B, box C, and you all can maintain that accountability to make sure that, because some people may come to an event and they want the gift at the end, but they may not see that the gift is being given out during the event, you know, like that we're going to talk about a little bit later, but, you know, the gas cards, but it's not the gas cards help you get there. It's what you get when you come there. that's more critical than any gas card you could ever get.
Exactly. We use gas cards and things like that. We look at that as removing barriers. So if somebody has a barrier in terms of transportation and or childcare or some other things, we try to remove barriers. But you're right on in that we believe that the information and what is shared is so important that if we can remove those barriers, the value goes up exponentially in terms of what people receive when they actually get there.
And this is the second year I've been involved with you all's events. So many people come and you all do the pre-test, the post-test, and they on that last week, you know, we wish it was another 4 or 5 weeks because they've learned so much. And those tools that they can get into, put into place that will change not only their lives, but the children and their families' lives, not just for this generation, but they keep working on it for generations yet to come.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that is actually how we got to this spring. We started doing our financial fortitude and financial literacy last spring. And when we ended, we knew, and some of the feedback that we got was that we had just started to touch on some of these subjects, whether it be credit, whether it be, you know, wills and estates. And so wills and estates was, I think, our last week in our series last spring. And there was so much conversation around it, which is why we then came back and are doing a series this spring just on leaving a legacy. So we've kind of leveraged what we started last spring, and now we're going to take a little deeper dive into some of the things around leaving a legacy.
And that's what we're here to talk about today. Folks, a part of that leaving a legacy is economic development, because if I was fortunate enough to be left my grandmother's house, which means, you know, I was in the military, but I came back, but I had a house. And there were people saying to me, you know, sell the house, do this, go move out into the suburbs. The house had many memories for me, and I said, I don't want to sell it just yet. And I had a guy who tried to come in and do some work, and he was just trying to get the house. And I was like, no, I know how to do the work. I'll just take my time, and I'll do the work. And now that house that then you could have bought the entire block for $200,000, now the one house on the block is $200,000. That's why it's so critical to not sell your inheritance, because one thing, folks, houses aren't doing anything but going up. And you don't have to have a house payment. You can now do so many other things. You can renovate that house for a lot cheaper and pass it on to the next generation. And then they can start out with that same blessing that you received.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about that in terms of part of your legacy and just creating wealth. And when we talk about wealth, we try to do it in the simplest explanation. Wealth is about having, being able to pay your bills, have your income, being able to pay your bills, and having something left over, and have some savings, and not worrying about kind of that next day. If you do that over a period of time, you're creating wealth. And so, and one aspect of that wealth is, you know, a house can bring and is an asset that continues to grow, and not only for your generation, but that's an asset and left properly that the next generation can benefit from. And so a house and that as an asset is just part of being able to leave a legacy. And you're absolutely right. Me and my sisters lost our mom probably about 5 years or so ago. And through a beneficiary deed, the house was immediately ours. And like you said, that was a house that for us, we have memories. That's the house that we grew up in. And so we believe that she left us that. That's a legacy. And then for the nieces and nephews, then that's the next generation and planning on how they'll be able to have that asset. And so you are absolutely right. That becomes generational wealth and assets that can be passed on.
And So tomorrow night, the Spring 2024 Financial Fortitude Fridays will start. Benita, what is Financial Fortitude Friday?
So we, and particularly from, this was led by the Deed Foundation, and then we've just brought in some other community partners like Total Man. And so for us, we believe that for our community, economic education, financial literacy is key. And so we just want to be a small part in that. And if that small part means we can host some educational sessions like this, where we can just pass out and have experts in those areas to come out and share information with our community, we just want to help facilitate that. And like you said, we'll give out some gas cards, we'll feed you dinner, but we believe the real meat at the table is the information that you're getting that evening. And so financial fortitude is just about increasing your financial literacy and empowering people within the community.
And Benita, where will the Spring 2024 Financial Fortitude Fridays event be held?
It will be held at the Delta Athenaeum, and that is at 900 East Linwood Boulevard. That is that if you are headed west on Linwood, that is that big, amazing building on the right once you get beyond Truce. That's where all of the sessions will be held. And actually, it's four different sessions.
And so if you're familiar with Kansas City, we all know where the dividing line of Truce is. Mm-hmm. As you're going west toward the plaza, as you pass where that corner right there, where the old, when I was a kid, that was a TGNY. Mm-hmm. You pass that. As you come to the next block, there's going to be a gas station. Next to the gas station is the Delta building.
Yes, it is right there. It's a building you can't miss. Most people don't know what it is. And, you know, just to kind of speak about the economics of it and why we believe that it's important. That building this year in June will have been owned by women for 110 years. And so we'll be celebrating that in June. But what was significant for us is that we purchased it from the Women's Club in 2016. And we paid off the building in 2022. And people look at us and, you know, like, wow, that was amazing. But we had some, you know, people to put some personal equity into it, fundraising. But now that we've paid the building off, it's just like that we need to be use that as part of driving additional economic development in that area, not only through our actions, but through our information and information sharing. So that building in itself stands in terms of economic development for our foundation.
And what time will the Financial Fortitude Fridays events begin and end?
The events will begin at 6 p.m. And end at 8 p.m. We have dinner, and we try to generally have dinner ready and available quarter till, so that people can come in a little early, go ahead and start and grab their dinner so that we are ready to roll at 6 p.m. And like I mentioned, we're excited about the series that we have. Last year was great. We were starting, was one of our first times doing the series. This year, we're like even more excited because we have a group of individuals that are coming in. Most of the sessions this time are led by an attorney, Marquita Starks. She has just been labeled as one of the attorneys up and coming here in Kansas City. And she's put together these series in terms of leaving a legacy. And so we'll be talking, you know, about why you don't want to go to probate, and having one of the probate judges for Kansas City or Jackson County here or at the series. So talking about what you don't know about probate and why it's not a good thing for your assets to go into probate. We'll be talking about things like wills and power of attorneys, why that's important, making sure that you have things that are not things in place that are non-probate, whether that be those beneficiary deeds, so that I mentioned earlier, so that it is not contestable. There are some things, wills are good, but beneficiary deeds are even better and are specific for real or houses and properties like that. And then we'll also talk about life insurance, because we sometimes, and I'm use we as our community, don't fully understand the value of that life insurance and whether you decide that it's term or whole. And there's pros and cons to both, you know, and some of it depends on your age, what you're trying to do. But all of those things, you know, the life insurance, the beneficiary deeds, if you are fortunate to start to build assets, you certainly don't want at the time of your death to have all of that go to the court or some unintended person or persons. And so that's what we're going to talk about. You know, what does that look like in terms of you leaving a legacy for your family and for the community?
And folks, Judge Stiles was one of my guests about 2 months ago, and we had that conversation, and I was at an event where he spoke. A will does one thing. It guarantees 100% of the time that your estate is going to probate. And that is $3,000 to $5,000 out of your pocket or your estate's pocket. And if your estate doesn't have it, then your will can be probated. And then that opens up a whole nother list. And he's going to discuss, well, they're going to be discussing their probate transfers, non-probate transfers. These are estate planning strategies, folks, that people spend thousands of dollars to get. And they're going to be giving them out for free.
Yep. And Jeff Stiles is actually one of our guests. He is one of the probate judges here. And so he'll, again, be enlightening people of, again, why you do not want to end up in probate. And we'll also have other attorneys there that will be talking about, you know, just, again, wills, which it means you'll end up in probate, but let me just say you want to make sure that your assets are directed the way that you want them to be directed. And power of attorneys, and there's a couple of different kinds of power of attorneys in terms of having one for your health and then also having one for your financial. So what financials, who's going to speak for you when you can't speak for yourself? And that becomes important because having those conversations with your family now, rather than when you get to that point and you can't speak for yourself anyway, you want people to know what your wishes are and who can speak for you. Because, you know, sometimes you guys, you know, your family or that brother or that sister, you all aren't on the same page. And so that power of attorney and those types of documents make sure that your voice is heard and understood even when you can't speak for yourself.
And then it's filling those out correctly, because I have been in situations where, you know, in that situation, on a power of attorney, you put a primary and an alternate. I've seen power of attorney where somebody's put three different people's name down. Okay, now you have a situation because they're all three equal. Like getting three people to agree on what you want for breakfast or dinner tonight can be a difficult thing. So now you're asking three people to, well, you know, mom's in this or dad's in this. And, you know, I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to lose my parent. Folks, when we're born, it's for a short time. At some point in time, we're going to pass away. The thing to do is ensure that you have everything so that your family, during that difficult time, will not have to go through more drama. You know, I lost my father a couple of years ago, and one of the things he did, 1988, he went to L.A. Jones and bought his policy. He bought the top-of-the-line policy back then for $19.95. When he passed away, we took the certificate up there, They pulled it up. They said, okay. You know, we just, at that point in time, there was no conversation about money because it was already paid for. You know, we picked what room we wanted to have in, what type of service, what color the casket, the different things. The only thing we had to pay was tax. And that made it easy on us. You know, we did that for other family members. So in case something happens, and I asked him, I said, if my dad hadn't bought this back in 1998 at the low price of $19.95, that's what you were paying for a car in some cases, he said right now the same service that you've got would have cost you anywhere between $6,000 to $8,000, maybe a little bit more. Folks, unfortunately, our celebration of life services are cheaper when we buy them before we need them, instead of at the point where we want to need them. Then it's a different story.
And, you know, that is so true. My mom was from the same school, right? So she, we had done the pre-burial plan up at Lawrence A. Jones. And you talk about the economics of it, but not just the economics of it, the emotional part of it. Because at the point, you know, nobody wants to talk about it. But the easiest time to talk about it is when that person is still here and you make those preparations, not only in terms of a pre-burial plan, but my mom had purchased her plot out at Mount Moriah. So all of those things were done. So and families can be in the grieving stage, but having those things in place already just takes a whole lot of weight off of the family during that time. Not only the financial part of it, but just having to make those types of decisions. And so I think that is so important. And my family sometimes laugh because I want to ask those questions because Lawrence A. Jones, and I'm sure other funeral homes, they give you a whole little booklet in terms of when you do the pre-burial about your documents, who has your documents, where it lets you list out account numbers for your banks and your insurance policies. It also asks you who needs to be notified, like if you're in a sorority, if you're in other fraternal organizations. You know, are there particular wants and needs in terms of all the way down to, if you wear glasses, do you want to be buried in your glasses? That type of booklet, that type of information sharing just takes a whole lot of weight. So when we talk off of the family, when we talk about not only leaving a legacy, but part of leaving a legacy, and as we talk about this pre-burial, it's all about planning. So making sure that your wishes are known and are carried. You can't make sure that they're carried out, but you can certainly make sure that they are known. Making sure that whatever that you've built up in your lifetime and that legacy goes on to how into the next generation or whoever you choose to have it. And a lot of it really comes down to planning making some investment in yourself and in those different tools. And I think that getting the information that we're sharing and financial fortitude empowers you to do that.
And during that time, you know, people may, grandma had an insurance policy. Grandma bought the policy in the 40s when it may be $500. You know, now we see people doing GoFundMes. We see all these different things, and we worry about the stress of that. Imagine the peace that you have if, all right, we had a pre-need policy. You know, it covers everything. We're not getting there. Then grandma did a beneficiary deed. So the house transfers to the person that he or she wanted it to. No probate costs. There was a TOD on the bank account. TOD on the bank account. You can do a TOD on your car. Those assets that they had are now serving another generation. They're not just sitting there because we don't have money to go to probate. And this is how you leave a legacy, by establishing things out, putting that folder together, putting that packet together. And folks, they're going to do this for you. They're going to walk you through these steps for free.
And part of what we're going to do, we're walking you through those steps. And then at the end of it, we're going to give you a little bag that has a book in it that talks about legacy or leaving a legacy. We're going to give you a workbook that is a workbook in terms of all the things that you need to make sure that you're writing down and capturing. We're going to give you a jump drive. Put all the stuff that important information, put it on a jump drive, and you put all of this stuff somewhere and have some discussions so that that's your little legacy bag. That's your little legacy box in terms of those types of information. And then we're going to also expose you to various attorneys. So if there is some information that you even need beyond what we talk about, they are there to be able to provide that information and happy to do so. And most of these attorneys that we will have and these subject matter experts are ones that are within our community. And so we just think this is real important information for all families to have. And let me also just speak to it. It's not just for the old people. It is for any adult. If you are 18 and above, you need to have these things in a place. We are seeing this, unfortunately, on a day-to-day basis where we are losing our young people much too soon and much too early. And so even as a young person, this is applicable to you. You, whatever you have, if you have a checking account that has $100 in there, if something happens to you, you want that $100 to go to your mom or whomever. Pre-burial plan, you can have a pre, but you can start and you can pay how much ever you want on it a month in terms of your burial plan. And let me just speak to insurance for a young person. First of all, insurance is cheaper when you're young, because when you start getting up there in age, that insurance starts to go up because you got a little health thing here, and just by natural age, your insurance starts to go up. But how about if you start to buy into that insurance policy early? If you're a young person, they're probably more pros to you getting a term life. And I'm not an insurance agent. I'm just speaking in general. A term life policy, because you got some time, we believe, on your side. But even if you imagine for a young person, you get a whole life. There are some whole life insurance can pay some pretty good dividends over your lifetime as a young person if you start to invest and use it not only for your insurance needs, but also as an investment tool. So the sessions and financial fortitude are for any adult, and we have an adult track. But also we have a youth track. So we're going to get into that in terms of our youth track this year. This spring is focused on entrepreneurship. So we're real excited about that. We have some youth entrepreneurs coming in. We have a group called Kingdom Kids Can Create. And that's an organization that I've just been exposed to, but they do stuff out in the community and specifically around kid entrepreneurs. So I'm excited to just have them come in, learn more about them as an organization. But they're going to introduce kids to other kid entrepreneurs. They're going to take kids through how do you develop a concept? How do you develop a nice little logo for your business? And then how do you sell stuff? And then at the end, we're going to have our little mini Shark Tank for the kids that have developed their products over the 4 weeks, and we hope to be some of their first customers as well. So we also have a youth track as part of Financial Fortitude.
We're going to take a short break. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson, and today we're talking with Benita Powell, and we're talking about 2024 Spring Financial Fortitude Fridays. Stay tuned right back after this short break. We're back. This is Joseph Jackson hosting Cowtown Conversations on 90.1 FM, KKFI. And our guest today is Ms. Benita Powell with the 2024 Spring Financial Fortitude Fridays. Folks, I know a lot of people, I want to share some things with you from a personal nature. A lot of people say, well, I have life insurance. I don't have to worry about that. If you have life insurance and you go to the funeral home, they're going to call and verify your insurance policy. And if your policy, if it's enough, then they're good to go. But then this is what they're going to tell you. Well, since you're not paying cash up front, we're going to have to charge you interest on the amount of the service until we get the payment from the life insurance company, which could be 6 to 8 weeks. Because what they're not going to tell you is that you're going to need at least 7 certified copies of the death certificate. You're going to have to send it COD, meaning you send it certified to ensure that they got it so you can track it. And I had to go through that process with a family member, and it's still, I did everything right, and it still took 5 weeks to get the checks. So if you have got that policy, then that life insurance money can be used to set up an account for your children, your grandchildren, different things. So those are things to think about. And, you know, it won't have to go to a probate, because there is not many assets that we don't have that cannot be done with an asset transfer. And then I want to add to that this. I had a niece pass away of COVID. She was in her 20s. And, you know, nobody thinks they're going to lose a child at that age. And you have to have, you know, she had pictures in her cell phone. There's a Facebook password. There's an Instagram password. There's all these different passwords that nobody had because they were locked into the phones. Because our new generation wants to put everything in their phone, and they don't want to. It's either biometric, means it's going to be triggered by face, or they've got a password. And if something happens to them, you are locked out of all that information that you may want. You know, you can't get pictures. You can't get all these things. That's why it's so critical to have those things written down, that, you know, maybe have a conversation with the child. Have you changed your phone password? Can you put it in this envelope every time you change it, so that something happens, somebody has access? Because these kids do banking on their cell phones. They've got Chime. They got all these other things. They will routinely have paycheck and a couple thousand dollars that is electronically sitting there, that if something happens to them, nobody has access to. And I did that with my son. He, you know, he got sick, and he's like, well, I got money. I'm like, where's your money? Oh, it's in my phone. Okay, well, I don't have information to your phone. That's why it's so critical, the type of education programs like this get us to thinking about conversations that we need to have, Benita.
Yeah, definitely. And this is, again, what we are here for, just to, because education provides empowerment to families. And just to start the conversations, because some of this, like we're talking today, it's just a conversation to have with your young person, with your spouse, with your parents. We don't want to always have these conversations, but they're necessary, and that you sure want to have them now, rather to be in crisis mode and then trying to chase information or find out information.
And I can't tell the peace that I had when my dad passed away, because all of that was already documented. But I can say this, I've been on the other side of that, where everything wasn't documented, and I was working with a family member, and, you know, we didn't have anything. We didn't have any policy. We had, you know, we had no preneed policy. We had a tiny life insurance policy. So then you're trying to figure out, okay, that I've got to do a service, you know, asking, do they have any, they had, the saving grace in that was that they had a policy through their job that they called and told them about, but we didn't know about that. Those are things, folks, conversations that we need to have, because those are things that we need to know. And that time when you can't speak for yourself, that you've laid out that plan that can speak for you.
Yeah, and that's, you know, this is what these weeks that, or this series is all about, leaving a legacy. And we want that legacy to be a positive legacy, right? On the plus side, not on the negative side. And I literally mean on the negative side, that you want, when you, in terms of leaving a legacy, you want it to be a positive. You want it to be a peaceful one and a positive one, positive emotionally and positive from a financial standpoint. And there are tools and information that you can gain in order to be that, in order to do that. And let me just say, this is irregardless of your economic status, whether you are consider yourself low income, middle income, high income. This information is applicable to you. And whatever money that you have, whatever assets that you have, you want to be able to leave those as a legacy for your family and or the next generation.
And you've talked about it. So you're taking, it's on a Friday, starts at 6, but you're gonna be handing out dinners. And I will say this, I was at the event that they had last night, folks, and they had Jack Stack. Last week we had Chick-fil-A, so it's always great food. And now the events we had last year, they were on and popping, because they had, you had your meat, you had your starch, you had your vegetables, you know, they had the dessert, and they always had something to drink. And it was a family style atmosphere where you come in, people would serve you, you go to your table. So you've taken that barrier away out of that. And you know, then you said you give out the second gift, you're going to give out a gas card every week, so you've got gas to get back and forth. You know, there are so many things that you all are doing that are not done in these type of programs.
And let me just say this with Financial Fortitude. Thank you for the comment on the food. But let me also take a minute to say that this spring we're also fortunate enough that we are supporting some of our Black-owned restaurants. And so this evening or tomorrow evening, I should say, we will be having let me name a few of the restaurants. So over the few weeks, we'll have Soiree, we'll have Urban Cafe, and we will have, one of the names is escaping me, and it'll come back to me. But so we've also taken the opportunity from an economic standpoint to be able to highlight the combine. I'm sorry. That's who we're having actually tomorrow night. So we're also, speaking of food, just being able to take an opportunity to highlight some of our Black-owned restaurants. And so, again, we try to remove any of the barriers. So it starts at 6 o'clock, so you don't have to worry about running home. You can just come on over, eat, and then get the good information. The other thing is, I've mentioned, we have a youth track. So if you have youth, then again, you don't have to find a child care for them. They can participate in the youth track. And again, this year it's on entrepreneurship. And then, as Mr. Jackson has said, we also provide gas cards. So if you can just get there, then you will have the gas card that you can have to get you some gas. And those are all things that the dinner, the youth track, the gas cards, all things that we want to do in terms of reducing the barriers, because this is really, I think, critical information for our community.
Benita, people pay thousands of dollars for these programs. There was an event that was held in February where just to come was $20. Is there any cost for anybody to come tomorrow night to this event?
Nope. Everything is totally free. The information is free. Your food is free. And then, like I said, we're giving you, you know, a gas card. The gas cards are $20 each week. I don't know what kind of tank you have, but I think for most cars now, that should get you at least a quarter, if not a half a tank of gas. And so it's totally free. And then we're not only giving you good information, we're also giving you some also some direct incentives.
So, Benita, how can people register for the Spring 2024 Financial Fortitude Friday event?
So I will have them give me a call at 1-800-825-0490. We start tomorrow evening, so I am happy to just take your information and then just have you show up tomorrow night, and we can get the rest of the your information just through a QR code.
So, again, can you repeat that number?
1-800-825-0490, and you can just leave your name and information. I'll add you to the list, and you can show up, and then when you show up, we will greet you, and then you can also complete your registration with a QR code on site.
Benita, you all are doing some awesome work, and you have another series that's going to be coming up starting in May, and it's actually one of the classes going on now, but it's tell us a little bit about that and the name of that series.
So that series is called Money Mindset Makeover. And I think, you know, and for this one, it's a 5-week series. Again, it is free to the community. We provide dinner. Again, I guess there's a theme in terms of us reducing or trying to eliminate barriers. We provide dinner. We provide gas cards each week, child care as well. Let me tell you what's a little different about this and why I'm really excited about this. Because the information that is in this series starts with the mindset. And so just thinking about money and the relationship of money and what you spend money on has got to start to change. And until that starts to change, then we can't have a conversation about your income or about saving or about budgeting, protecting your assets again. And so all of those things are talked about in this 5-week series, but it starts with the mindset. And the first week is just talking about your relationship with money. And this series is real important too, because we are doing it in partnership and in relationship with the WE Development Credit Union. And so the WE Development Credit Union opened about a year or so ago, and it was to support economics on the east side. And so it is located right up in the Linwood Shopping Center. I don't know that a whole lot of people recognize it being open, recognize where it is. And so we're taking this opportunity to support that credit union and the mission behind that. And so how we're doing that, I think is actually incredible and one of the first, in that when you attend the 5 weeks, if you attend at least 4 of the 5 weeks, we will ask you then, or we'll have you start a $100 CD, certificate of deposit. And we would like for you to go and do that at the credit union. And being a member of the credit union, of that credit union, means that you live, work, or worship in their geographic area. And when you start that $100 one, if you've, again, been at 4 of the 5 weeks, then our group will match it with $200. So, Mr. Jackson, I don't know any other financial literacy program that's going to give you dinner. We're going to give you a gas card each week that you come. And for the first 4 weeks, we're going to give you $15 gas card. But we're going to throw a little incentive in there that the 5th week, we're just going to give you a $50 check, right? Not a gas card, just $50, just for you having participated throughout the weeks. And so we're giving you gas cards, we're giving you a $50 check. And then when you start, and you can use that $50 as part of the $100 to start your, to purchase your CD. When you do that, we're going to give you $200. That's a pretty significant investment financially. And so, again, we try to remove all the barriers. And in this case, we've also tried to give you some of the initial funding to help you start your savings, help you create an account. And so this one is I think real important in terms of the education and getting people to think about money differently, getting our community, if you're not banked, and that we talk about this, if you're not banked, we want to get you banked. And that's part of the incentive in that we want you to go open a bank account. And we'd like for that to be with the credit union because we think that there's some good stuff there. But you need to be banked. And we talk about that. We don't want you cashing your checks at the store down at the corner because there's some cost to that. And so this session talks about that from the beginning in terms of the mindset, looking at your income, looking, and this is regardless of how much you're making, everybody should have a budget. Now, I'm probably guilty of not doing so well on the budget, but everybody needs to think about their budget. We talk about wealth and the fact that there's some history to why our community is in the situation that we're in terms of how our dollar doesn't turn over, how we come from we're coming from behind in terms of a starting point. And so we talk about all that in terms of a mindset and then start to try to get you to think through your action plan in terms of budgeting, in terms of your savings and how you go about creating wealth. And again, for us, we define it up front. Creating wealth means that you have at the end of the month, you're able to pay your expenses. You've put something aside in your savings. You put some aside in your emergency, and you're okay. That's as simple in terms of the equation for wealth. So that series is 5 weeks.
And if I add in the value of the gas cards and everything else, it's almost $500.
Yep.
And you're not being asked to pay anything for it. And folks, they say that a good emergency fund is $1,000. You're putting people halfway there with them not, all they have to do is show up every week, eat, write down with a pen, you provide them notebooks. And I will say this, I mean, I didn't think you could outdo last year because last year we got to eat, then they turned around and if you went to 4 to 5 sessions, folks, they gave away laptops. So this is the best kept secret, and I'm trying to make sure that it's not a secret so that people know about it, because tell you how important mindset is. I was having a conversation with one of my church members, and he was like, you know, well, I have 5 acres of land in another state, but I don't want to build on it because it is near a prison. I said, oh, is that right? And I said, well, would you be willing to sell it? And he said, we can talk about it. I asked him a question, and then I laid something else on him. I said, you don't want to live near a prison, but I said, let me get this right. I said, there's guards that work in the prison. There are people that work in the kitchen that work in the prison. I said, you got 5 acres. I said, I'll buy it from you. He's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to build multifamily housing. I'm going to build 4 or 5 duplexes on there, and I'm going to email the people at the prison, put big sign out front to say for rent. And I said, I'll see how fast I fill it up. And he said, I never thought about that. I said, so what you think is not an asset, I'm showing you that it is a huge asset. And it's all about our perception and how we look at it. So now he's in a situation where I'm like, yeah, you got 5 acres. I said, you can put a minimum of 3 duplexes on an acre. You can put 15 to 20 duplexes right there, or you could build an apartment building. I said, all I got to do is walk across the street to work. That's less gas money I'm spending. That's less wear and tear on my vehicle. I can walk across the street. I can catch overtime. If I want to come home from lunch, I can walk across the street. I said, it's all about how you see it, and your perception governs that. Changing your mindset changes your life.
Yeah. And it is simply that, and that's why week one, That's all we talk about is just the perception and the mindset, because our belief is if you can't get past that mindset or start to shift that, then your actions are not going to change. And even if you sit through these 5 weeks and get the information, unless your mindset starts to shift, then you will revert back to what you've done before. And so, and we believe that if you get one kind of golden nugget out of each week or out of every couple of weeks, then we're starting to shift your mindset. And that will cause you to do something a little differently. It'll make you think about spending, like, do I really need this or is this a want? Can I put this $5 in a little jar on the counter rather than buying that McDonald's burger? How about I eat something from home this week? Today, so that I can put that $10 aside. Those are mindset shifts. Those are things that when you create a budget, it makes you start to think a little differently about how you're spending money. So we believe that that's important. And we have, I think, just like in our other in Financial Fortitude, we've brought together some really good community partners in terms of subject matter experts. We have not only, we're still the Deed Foundation, Total Man, but in this one, we're also partnering with the Weed Development Credit Union. We're partnering with Chess Inc. And then the content is being driven by Michael Moore, which his company is Missions Mindset. And he's been in the financial planning arena for, I think, 20 plus years. And so we are bringing, and as Mr. Jackson said, these are experts that do this on a daily basis, but believe wholeheartedly in the importance of sharing the information with the community.
I want to thank Benita. We've run out of time on this session, but we never end Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. Folks, 2024 Spring Financial Fortitude Fridays is going to start tomorrow night at the Delta Antonium, located at 900 East Linwood, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108. To get more information or to sign up, call 1-800-825-0490. Join the Seeds Expectations at Rise Up event on April 16th. That's going to be next coming Tuesday. To get information and get tickets, go to exceedsexpectation.org. Folks, Evergy is giving away free energy kits that includes up to 20 LED light bulbs, 2 shower heads, water pipe installation, and 2 smart power strips. You can call 855-907-6930 or visit evergy.com, or you can visit the Evergy Connect Center at 1710 Paseo to schedule an appointment to get more information. Join us next week as we continue our financial conversation. So for Cowtown Conversations, been your host, Joseph Jackson, saying have a great day, stay safe, and stay tuned for Signal to Noise.